than people may think. How can this man tolerate sitting for so many hours hearing such words? And I'll have to be very honest with you. If these words, I even in the slightest way considered, were for me, I would have died at about 11:30 this morning. But these words of affection and love are the property of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As an unqualified servant and representative, it is my sacred duty to them to accept your love, to accept your sincere praises on their behalf. Because these great souls, they have given us everything that we have, and they're anxiously sacrificing their lives to give us more and more and more Krishna consciousness. So my position, by the causeless mercy of my Guru Maharaj, is that I am your aspiring servant. And the service that I'm allowed to offer to all of you is the only treasured gift in my life. In fact, I have no property, I have no family. There's only one thing that is left in this world for me to live for, and that is the gift my Guru Maharaj has given me in the opportunity to serve all of you who are illustrious and who are specially sent by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he begged his followers that I am like a gardener and I have brought with me an unlimited abundance of the sweet fruits of love of God. Please help me distribute them. That is the great plea of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that we simply assist him in distributing the sweet fruits of love of God. The fruit is the fruit which is Lord Gauranga's precious gift to the world. And it has been passed down through the unbroken chain of disciplic succession of great acharyas since time immemorial. Whether we are qualified or unqualified, it is our sacred duty to assist the great souls in distributing this fruit of love of God. It is said that you can take gold even from a filthy place. My heart is a filthy place. My mind is a filthy place. But by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the fruit that we are giving is more precious than gold. So therefore, without a sense of proprietorship, we are simply pleading with all of you on behalf of the golden avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and his divine servants to kindly accept this fruit of love of God. The Krishna consciousness movement is the prime benediction for all humanity, because it is giving everyone without discrimination the opportunity to perfect their human life by associating with saintly persons, by hearing the glories of the Lord, by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Through these simple and sublime ways, we can learn how to utterly surrender our lives unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that surrender is the only ways and means of approaching the unapproachable, absolute, cause of all causes, Sri Krishna. By that simple process of surrender, the Infinite Lord reveals himself as our personal friend and lover eternally. So really, I am eternally grateful to all of you for giving me a chance to render the most precious and dear service that my spiritual master finds the highest satisfaction in receiving. Our Guru Maharaj explained to us on so many occasions that the greatest satisfaction he receives is when we assist him by giving his divine message to the souls of this world. So we are living only for that purpose, of trying to give our Guru Maharaj that pleasure. And to whatever extent you allow me to serve you in this matter, I am most grateful and thankful. And my humble prayer on this day is that each and every one of you may experience the infinite joy of loving Krishna and loving his devotees. My prayer is that each of you may really and deeply commit yourselves to receiving the mercy of your spiritual master. By committing yourselves to assisting his divine mission and following his holy instructions. And my last prayer is that you may forgive me for my arrogance and my offenses. And allow me again and again the chance to assist you in your divine loving service to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.